Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I forgot the intro to this thing. I'm your host, Rachel Ballinger. I couldn't remember if I described the show or say I'm the host first. This is a show where we talk about things we've seen on the internet and we don't research or fact check anything. I am here with my regular co-host for the day. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
Whoosh.
People were going, whoosh. You know,
who goes whoosh? What? Wait, who says whoosh?
It's a sound effect. I don't miss sound effects.
Like, oh, to like goes to the next person. Oh, okay. I was very confused.
So was I. It's okay.
Today I was live streaming on Twitch and I went to the, geez Louise. I meant to go, geez Louise, but I went, oh, hocus pocus. And I was very confused by myself. I don't know. Today in the room we have Blaze, who's running about, and that's it. My dad is not here today. So it's just me and my mom.
It's Jess.
Let's get into it. And Blaze just making a ruckus. Oh, hocus pocus. Mom, happy National Collect Rocks Day.
Ooh, what kind of rocks? All kinds of rocks?
Just collect them rocks, Mom.
I like collecting rocks and then polishing them in my rock polisher.
That's why I mentioned today, because I wanted to remind the world that my mom has a rock polisher.
I do. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. It's the sound it makes constantly. It's not easy to polish rocks. You have to have the grit right level.
Well, because I don't think rocks are meant to be polished.
But they're so pretty when they're polished. I don't know what to do with them once they're polished, but they're
exactly
sure.
Exactly.
But it's fun to take this dirty, yucky looking thing and then it comes out gorgeous.
Like it just came from the river bend.
But clean.
You know, like you pull it out and the water rushes by it and cleans it off.
Yeah.
All right.
But
also,
it takes like a month.
To clean them?
To rock polish them, because then you have to change the water and change the grit, and then you run it for another week.
It takes a month?
A month.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Wait, I thought you put them in the machine for like an hour.
Oh, no, dear. Those things are loud, and they go ka-chunk, 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 ka-chunk.
For 24 hours?
Oh, for a week.
24 hours, 24/7?
Yes. Yeah, you can't stop.
Why would someone desire to polish their rocks this much?
It's the end result. I usually get bored about halfway through, so I have a lot of half-polished rocks. And then I can't find a place to do it that's not annoying in the house that you hear it constantly.
Well, yeah, because you're rummaging rocks around for 24/7.
It's little tubs. I got 3 of them.
30 days straight.
Three tubs. Three little tubs of rocks.
I'm dumbfounded. I mean, happy National Collect Rocks Day.
I'll have to bring some sometime.
No, you don't have to bring nothing.
I'll make you a little rock necklace, Rachel.
Because I thought the next holiday I was going to say was the weird one, but this ended up being the weird one.
Okay, what's the next one?
Happy Wrinkled Raincoat Day.
Aren't all raincoats wrinkled?
No. I guess Why would your raincoat be wrinkled?
Because you stick them in the closet, but you never use them, so they end up on the floor, and then they get all scrunched.
Why do they end up on the floor if they're hanging in the
closet?
Well, not
anymore, because now my house is clean and organized. But
is it?
It is. I haven't been there, so it is.
You haven't been there to clutter it up. All right. Well, I mean, the raincoat I own is not wrinkled, but that's because...
Well, we don't get to use them often.
I've got one that I use maybe a week out of the year. I like it, though. It's not the yellow kind of raincoat. It's
no,
just
mine's
like a
pink.
Mine's North Faced and Northwest. North Faced.
North Faced. North Faced.
We don't own clothes that are for the winter. Anyway, moving on. We don't have a sponsor for today, so I can fart, burp, say what I want. Even though most things I do, I keep it PG-13. Remember that, YouTube. I do not gear towards children. All right, Mom, someone asked for us to do the podcast the way we did it once, where I say the first, like, opening of the news thing, and you say yay or nay, pass or stay.
Oh, fun, okay.
Okay. Colleen!
Yes.
Didn't even get to... is now done with Waitress. Her Broadway debut has come to an end. I have no intel. I just have a feeling she will probably be asked back, not for Waitress because that show is ending January 5th, but just because I just do a different show. I feel like this won't be her last Broadway thing ever. Again, it's not like I have any inside info. No, there are no other offers on the table as of now. But I went and saw it this last week. I saw it Tuesday. I loved it. I thought it was a super cute show. I thought Colleen did a phenomenal job. Todrick was awesome. The lead was good. She was so amazing. Good. And then I found out she'd been doing it for 4 years. And I was like, she gives that much emotion. Every single performance. She cried on stage. She had the person in front of me weeping. They were all gasping for breath. Yes. I was like, when sad stuff happens in TVs, movies, and shows, I tune out. I'm like, nope, I don't need this. It's not real. I don't need to be a part of this. There's too much sad stuff in the world already. So I tune out when sad stuff's going on. And then I got sucked back in because the girl in front of me went. I was like, what the?
The second time I saw the girl next to me, a younger girl. She was crying. And I felt like.
You wanted to console her?
I wanted to give her a tissue and console her. And you know, I didn't.
Because you're in a show.
She also knew who I was, but she was trying not to talk to me.
She was trying to be respectful.
I don't know if it was that or she was afraid or what. And I'm like, you can always say hi.
It was funny. I did vlog my week in New York. My 2 days in New York. I haven't posted it. I'm going to try and post it today, Monday. So I'll try and post that. I didn't do much. People were like, you asked me, like, how was New York? And I was like, I didn't. Do anything. Well, like, because I could have planned all these things. My friend Kelly Six went with me. She flew out from her home state to meet me there. And so I had a buddy, which was nice. But I landed Tuesday morning. I went straight to Colleen's, said hi, hung out with her. And then my friend landed. I went and met her, checked into the hotel, got ready for the show, went to the show. And that was my Tuesday. And then Wednesday, I knew Colleen only has Wednesdays off. And I knew that's when she does all her filming.
Yeah.
So I could feel a stress of, like, she's like, so what are your plans tomorrow? Yeah. Like, she was like, she didn't want me to be like, well, we're hanging out all day. I went, I have work to do. So I was planning on sitting next to you and editing together. And she was like, yes. So on Wednesday all day, my friend Kelly, we did breakfast. We walked around a bit. And then at like 11, I went over and we just hung out at the apartment all day. And like, I hung out with her while she filmed a Miranda video.
It was just chill.
Her Miranda Sings New York series is really good. Kelly does have a little part in that. She was like, I need someone.
One coming up.
I don't know. The Postmates one. She ordered bread.
We haven't seen
that. I'm sorry.
I don't know if that's up there yet.
I don't know. I got distracted. I haven't watched. I also haven't watched Christopher's new videos on his guitar channel. Gifted Guitars.
I love it.
I've seen snippets and I'm just a terrible, terrible sister and haven't sat down to watch it. Although he just texted me and said, I got your guitar stuff. Do you want to build it with me or do you want it to be a surprise? So
what'd you choose? Or is that a secret?
Stay tuned.
I'll ask you when you're not.
But I've seen the guitar he made Colleen in person, and it's beautiful.
It is.
It's absolutely beautiful. So I'm just proud of him for that channel. I know I said it last week, but I still am.
It's worth saying again.
It is worth saying again. All right, moving on. The airline Conair, that's how you say it, has to now provide spill-free lids on their cups they give to their pilots.
Yes, because I read that.
A pilot spilled coffee on one of the radios and it melted the radio so that it had to divert the plane back to where it came from because he spilled. And that just makes me oh so not safe. And I'm like, oh, these pilots are humans. And I make human errors all the time. The amount of I spill, they could spill anything anywhere. I'm like, I don't feel safe anymore. Like,
but that how hot was that coffee that it melted?
Melted it, right?
Yeah.
Like there was, I had a flight. I talked about this. I had no fear of flying until I flew home from Australia VidCon, and the plane just went sideways for 5 seconds. And there was just no reasoning.
Frightening.
No, it was just like the scariest thing I've ever experienced. And then I have a fear of flying since then. But I realized it was like,
are you doing better?
Yeah, I did better. Good. Well, Yes. I'm doing better.
Okay.
I might have had a alcoholic beverage on the flight to and from New York.
You're funny.
Just, you know, just to calm me a little bit. But I was just like, you know, it probably honestly could have been a pilot getting up and knocked the handle.
Could be.
It could have been. And that scares me so much more but, that these
but
humans.
I think they put them on automatic pilot when they get
up. But it was like into the flight. It wasn't into the flight. It was like in, like we had just finished taking off and like we were in the air not that long. And it was like, wah! So
and
I don't know.
Never an explanation.
Never an explanation. That just made me even worse. All right, Mom. There was a full moon on Friday the 13th. Did anything unlucky happen to you? There was a Friday the 13th.
No.
Did you see the full moon at least?
I did the next day.
Same! Yeah,
I
saw
looked out last night.
I went out to...
And Bailey, come look. And so we looked at it together.
Yeah, Matt and I were coming home from dinner and I was like, look, the moon! That was my experience of it.
I used to look at the moon with my dad.
Did ya?
Oh, I can tell you're thrilled. With the telescope. And it was fun. Because we get to stay up late.
No, I was thinking how Dad used to take me on the roof and show me the Big Dipper, and I still can't figure out where in the world the Big Dipper is. Every time he took me on the roof.
It looks like a dipper.
Yeah, it doesn't.
A ladle. Looks like
it
a
doesn't.
Ladle.
It looks, I always see, I'm like, oh, there it is. And everyone's like, that's part of it. No, it goes this way. I'm like, no, mine looks like a ladle if you go this way too. And they're like, no.
Oh, well.
All right, big tech news this week. The new iPhone 11 was announced. It's not out, but it was announced.
Okay, I want to hear about it though.
Oh, yeah.
Was that
that's
it?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
That's it?
Sorry. No, I forgot we were doing the yay or nay. You went back with it. Okay. We went yay.
I haven't stopped doing it.
Oh, I just haven't noticed. All right. So you want to hear more about this?
Yes, because mine's on the way out.
The only difference is that there's like three cameras on the back instead of one.
Oh, I can't. I have trouble with one.
No,
I still get pictures of the ground.
It's basically,
I'm gonna have three times as many pictures of the ground in my shoe.
People hate the way it looks, but there's three cameras right next to each other, and it helps so you can do like these like ultra wide lens views and like super zoomed in views. And there's a portrait mode for your animals now.
Well, how would that be different than a person?
That's what I thought, because people, my friend Kelly sends me pictures of her cat in portrait mode all the time, and I'm like, this is great looking cat, good job, he's adorable.
I don't even know what that means, but okay.
In portrait mode,
yeah.
It focuses the person and blurs everything behind them.
Got it.
But it's supposed to only be for humans. But my friends use it all the time on their animals.
So how you make a portrait for animals?
I don't know.
It's the same as for a person.
I don't know.
It's an object sitting there.
All right. Okay. Apple Watch Series 5 was also announced.
I like mine.
All right. So is this an A or a yay? Do you want to stay or pass?
I don't want to hear it because mine's the best.
Okay, because literally the only difference is that it tracks your periods and it tells you if things are getting a little loud. If like the volume in the room is too loud, it'll let
Couldn't
you know.
Couldn't your ears tell you
before? Yeah, I don't know.
Wrist?
But I'm sorry. I know you wanted to pass, but I'm going to stay.
That's
just
okay.
Because I went on the site. I went into the Apple site to be like, okay, tell me about these new products. And they're like, that literally was like, the Apple Watch Series 5, a watch like you've never seen it before. It can go on your wrist. It can play music. It can track your exercises. And I was literally, I was reading it while I was on Twitch. The whole time I was looking at my watch being like, this, and they're like, you can customize it. Oh my God. Literally same thing I was just saying. They're like, you can customize it. And I was like, I have customized my own band. What are you talking about? Genuinely, every single thing it said was like, this is the first time anyone's ever been able to make a watch tell time. And
wow.
The only thing I saw that was different was it can track your period.
How can it? You have to put the information in.
Yes.
So it's not tracking it.
No.
You are.
Yeah. It's not like
you
in your,
your,
it's
phone.
Not in your uterus being like, are we bleeding yet today, lady?
Wouldn't you? So, your phone would be easier to.
Yes.
Okay. And it's too loud. That happens
it's
with
just,
the ears.
And I was just, I felt personally attacked when it said that.
Yeah.
Like, are you just going to tell me I'm yelling? I'm aware when I'm yelling. I just choose not to. JoJo could never get one.
Oh, when we're yelling?
No, just when like when it says like the sound is too loud. So if you went to a concert, when you're watching this the whole time, be like, this is really
loud. It's really
can
loud.
Can we turn it down?
Although I do like when mine says, it's time to stand up. It's time to move. I like that.
Yeah, that's
then
fine.
Or, oh no, the one I really like is, it's time to breathe. And it actually goes,
oh, I turned that off. I was like, don't you tell me to breathe.
No, because I'm a little stress machine. So it's nice to
same. Go. Oh, that's where I get it from. I get it from you. Sorry. That anxiety runs in the family.
It does.
All right. Passer say, Shawn Mendes and Camilo Cabello. I can never say her name. Cabello.
Don't
you
let
know
me.
Who I'm talking about. Posted a really weird video that no one asked for. Pass or stay?
Well, I want to pass, but then I know the listeners want to hear it.
No, we're passing. They kissed like fish. That's all there is to it. Kanye West came out with a Yeezy foam runner.
A foam runner?
A foam runner.
I want to hear just what a foam runner is.
Crocs. He came out with his version of Crocs.
Okay.
And is like, no one's ever made, he's basically pulling an Apple. No one's ever seen shoes like this before. But people, and obviously they're going to be like hundreds of dollars for these Crocs.
And it doesn't he just do like in black and white or
gray? Yeah, just white. Everyone's like, I think he's just doing things to be like, I can do this. Like he made dad shoes fashionable and now he's making Crocs.
Oh, I thought you were saying he made your dad's shoes. God. I'm like, I missed that memo.
No, like dad shoes. Like, and then he just made sneakers fashionable. And now he's just like, okay, let me try it at Crocs.
Okay. So, hate to eat your own.
All right. Pass or stay. Colleen trended on Twitter this week.
Yes. I know what it is.
I'm going to tell the story from my point of view.
Okay.
That Wednesday in New York, Callie and I were on a walk.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really annoyed how many humans were around us. So we sat down on a bench.
You were in New York, honey. Yes. There's a lot of humans
there. There were just
there.
So many humans. And I was like, we're sitting. And she's like, fine. So we sat on a bench. I mean, we started just chit-chatting. And then we were talking about banana trees. And I was like, I've never seen a banana tree. And she was like, have you ever seen a cashew tree? And I said, the She was like, Google how cashews are made. And so I Googled it, and I was dumbfounded. Seeing a cashew on a fruit, and then we were like, why can't we eat this fruit? We had about a 30-minute discussion about cashews. And then that night at dinner, Kelly is studying to be a nutritionist, which, Mom, you taught us it's nutritionalist.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
Colleen said that, and I'm like, I've never used nutritionalist. It's nutritionist.
Okay, then how did Colleen and I both think it was
a
nutritionalist?
Me.
Because you taught us how to speak.
I know how to say that word.
Okay.
There are words I did mess up.
We were talking about how Kelly's a nutritionist. And then I went, oh, do you want to know what Kelly taught me today? And there was like a lull in the conversation. And Colleen's like, what? I was like, look up how cashews are made. And so she looked it up. And then she tweeted that she learned about how cashews were made. And she tweeted the link and everything. And then that trended on Twitter. Yes. And I was like, I woke up the next morning and I said, F you to her. She was like, no. She was like, I can't believe that's why I'm trending. But Rachel, be glad it wasn't you because of the amount of hate I'm getting from random people on the internet. Because apparently I'm an idiot and then I didn't know that's how cashews were grown. And I was like, okay, yeah, glad it wasn't me that trended then. So. That's
hey,
all.
How would you know?
Why would I know?
How
just like
know?
I've never seen a banana tree. I've never seen a cashew
it's
tree.
It's the same as a
I've
coconut tree.
I've also never seen an almond tree.
You've driven past them. You just didn't know it.
Yes, but I didn't like take a look-see at how them almonds
this
were doing.
Case over them that's kind of...
Yeah. You know, I'm not a farmer. I'm not a nut farmer. Why would we know any of this?
Yeah.
So that's what happened this week. Passer, go. To collect $200. PewDiePie pledged $50,000 to Jewish anti-hate groups and then took back this pledge.
Wait. He gave money to anti-Jewish
hate groups. So he said, love the Jews. Here's $50,000. Yeah. Never mind. I take it back.
Oh, I want to hear the reasoning for
okay,
this.
Okay. So he has been... the target for people want him to be racist. They really, really do. And so like the Washington Post said that he was like a Nazi and all these things. And then when in New Zealand the Christchurch shooting happened, mm-hmm. the dude said subscribe to PewDiePie right before he did it.
Mm-hmm.
And PewDiePie was like, this has been heavy on my heart. Like he's like, I didn't want to donate when it was like the Washington Post saying something that I was but he's like, but this wasn't my actions, and I just want everyone, I just want to make a statement. Like, I am not anti-Jew. I'm not anti-anything.
So he's retracted.
So I'm pledging $50,000 to this organization. And then he just kind of kept going. And his fans were like, that seemed weird. The way he said it, Because he didn't talk about the foundation at all. And like people, all these conspiracy theories started to happen. And they were like, PewDiePie's being blackmailed to donate $50,000 to anti-Jewish hate groups, blah, 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 blah. And so he was like, okay, guys, you're right. I didn't look into that. Someone told me that organization. It wasn't an organization that I was like super into. You're right that it was weird. I'm not going to give them $50,000 anymore. And it was just like his fan base got so mad that he was donating, but it didn't seem sincere. Mm-hmm. And that he was, they're like, because when the people called him a Nazi, he was like, most publicists would tell me like, donate, do charity to make you look like you're not that. And he was like, no, that's so disingenuous. That's mm-hmm. so, and he's always said that. He's like, I'm not going to go out and like visit the museums of like all that stuff. He's like, that's so not genuine. He's like that. I'm not doing that. But since that passed and he's like, okay, I am going to do it now, but not because I'm forced to mm-hmm. make me look better. People were like, you're going back on your word, blah, 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 blah. So basically he was like, okay, you're right. I'm not going to donate to them. I'll figure something else out later. But for now, we're just going to leave it be. And everyone was just like, what is going on? Yeah. I would have been like, you could still donate.
Yeah. How do you, you can't give a, okay.
So he was like, I did it when I was planning my wedding. So I didn't take time to look at an organization. Apparently the organization has said some bad stuff about him in the past. So people are like, this doesn't make sense that you're doing this. I think he should, pledging is pledging, I feel. Like, he should have still given that, and then I think the right move would have been like, I'm going to give $50,000 to him, and then been like, and then I also found another group that I am super passionate about yeah. that I also give to them as well and talk more about that group. I feel like that would have been the best move, because just to like, to take back the money and be like, never mind, psych, just yeah. kind of seems weird. I know he's got his own reasoning. It's not my money, it's his. So,
yep,
that's all. Pastor Stay. Bill Maher says we should bring back fat shaming.
I want to hear this because I thought the guy who responded was pretty funny.
Yes, James Corden came out with a great rebuttal. Yeah. But Bill Maher basically said like being fat is so unhealthy and we're some for like he's like, I don't know why we're telling people to like be fat and then like it's good for them and like we've like gotten rid of fat shaming, which is making us fatter and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, and only America doesn't have people in the UK are thin. And James Corden was like, no, look at me. And James Corden obviously brought out the correct response.
Yes.
And he's like, yes. He's like, yeah, we shouldn't be obesely overweight. It is unhealthy for us, but it's not just like that.
You can't bully somebody.
You can't bully someone. And he's like, there are a lot of genetic factors. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is poverty. If you lived in a impoverished area, you don't have access to healthy, mm-hmm. clean diets. And it's super cheap to be unhealthy. Taco Bell meals are so cheap. Like, I remember being poor mm-hmm. and eating just really bad foods because they were the cheapest. Yep. Like 99 cent top ramen. That's not good for you.
Yep.
But it puts food in your belly and it yep. tastes good. And then there's Trish came out with a video that said fat shaming works. She was responding to this. And she also hit on, she is against fat shaming.
Okay.
She's against it, but it made her lose weight, but not in a healthy way.
Yeah.
And that's my, and she's like, a lot of it is mental. She's like, James Corden, I loved his rebuttal. And it spoke to me just because he's like, it's when you are overweight, it's something you struggle with every single day. Mm-hmm. It is. And it's
not like you're not aware of it.
Yeah. And if Trish and James Corden both made the point where fat shaming didn't go away. It still exists.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just you have people on the opposite side telling them to shut up now, like telling fat shamers to shut up, but it's still not making them shut up.
Yeah.
So, but Trish pointed that a lot of it is mental health stuff, and that is true, a mm-hmm. lot of it, and fat shaming just leads to more mental health issues. My thing is, no, being obese is not healthy, mm-hmm. but fat shaming doesn't get someone healthy.
No.
Because like what Trish said, she'll like, she binges eats and then she'll starve herself mm-hmm. to get skinny. That's not being you. Healthy.
Yeah.
My thing, I don't care what your body weight is at, as long as you're happy and healthy. Yeah. Like, if you eat healthy and you exercise, who cares what the scale says?
Just move around.
Just move around. That's fine. But
because sometimes when people hear exercise, they think, oh, I can't afford a gym. I don't have weights.
Move around. Just take your dog on a walk. Go up the stairs. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Like, there's
Park
simple stuff like that.
From the store.
Yeah. Trust me. It's Like, it's not like go to the gym, press weights for an hour. That's ridiculous. I don't have time for that either. But yeah, but Milbar was like, we need to be healthy, so stop being fat. I'm like, that's not the way to... Don't tell people that being skinny is healthy.
No.
That I know a lot of people that eat just junk, but they're thin, but they're super unhealthy. And I just think that's where our issue is, like, is health. Mm-hmm. And Bill Maher, you're not concerned about people's health.
No.
You're concerned about how people look.
Yeah.
Because if you cared about health, you wouldn't say bring back fat shaming.
Yeah.
Because that's not healthy in the physical or the emotional state of a human being. Like, that's not helping anything. So James Corden, you could watch his, he did like, I think it was a 6 minute moment about it.
Well, he had one quip that was funny.
What did he say? I forgot.
I can't remember the words. We can't all be like him.
Oh, where? Oh, God.
Our ego or something is burns 300,000 calories a minute or something.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of it is genetics.
Yeah.
People's metabolisms work differently. I knew someone, who, I know a lot of people who eat very, very healthy, but their body weight just doesn't go down. And it's just like, that's where your body is supposed to be at.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to Kelly about this, who's studying to be a nutritionist. And she's like, if you eat healthy and move, your body will naturally go the way it wants to be at.
Right.
And my body naturally wants to be around 150.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to force it to go down to 140, and I'm going to make sure it doesn't get up to like 170.
Yeah.
But my body naturally wants to be at 150. That's where my body always bounces back to, mm-hmm. no matter what. If I work out like crazy and like watch what I eat like super, 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 super strict, I'll go down to like 145. But the second I stop, my body's like, 150 again.
Yeah.
So it's like your body just naturally goes to where it needs to go and it wants to go. And I think that's, we need to stop focusing on what our bodies look like and just kind of focus about what we put in them
and how they feel.
Your body tells you things. Your hangover is your body saying, please stop drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
Like when you feel like a stomach ache and kind of lightheaded, you're dehydrated.
Yeah.
Like listen to your body. Don't fat shame someone's physical thing. Oh, that bugs me. Anyway, pass or go. David Dobrik posted a video on September 10th that joked about plane crashes.
Pass.
All right. It wasn't that interesting anyway. Lark's puppies are growing.
Who?
Lark's. Joey's.
Oh! Lark.
His dog's name is Lark.
Oh, got it. Okay. I thought you were talking about Wolf. He doesn't have a dog named Wolf?
Yes.
Okay.
Wolf, Stormy, Lark. Ah, Lark had puppies.
Okay.
Have you not seen the puppies?
No.
Mom.
I haven't.
Oh! I am shooketh. Okay, while we're podcasting right now, because I just want your genuine reaction live. Hold on, I'm pulling it up. Mom, how have you not seen these puppies?
Oh, they're so cute!
Lark had puppies. There's only one girl out of the whole bunch.
They're super cute.
They're planning on keeping one. I've been talked about this a few times. They're the most adorable, and it's crazy how fast they're getting so big.
They grow so fast. Puppies grow so fast,
and I know that, and that's why I'm like kind of like I'm never gonna get a puppy again because they're only in that puppy stage for so long, for like 6 months. Are they tiny, and then it's over? And I rather
and then
just,
they still act like puppies, but they're harder to
control because then you have like a 70-pound pit bull who's got a puppy personality, and you're just like, stop biting me. He's Blaze is good now. Now he's 90 pounds and he does listen to me, even though you can tell he doesn't want to. Anyway, pass or stay, Sam Smith changed their pronouns.
Well, that's self-explanatory.
There you go. I had nothing more to say about it.
Right.
Miley, Ariana, and Lana Del Rey released a song called No Angel.
Okay.
Okay, great. Pass.
No, I mean, okay. That's all the story.
That's all. That's literally all I had. That's the end of the entire thing. Great. And then the government banned e-flavored cigarettes.
Yes. Talk about that.
Because of the vapor things. Yeah, but
a lot of illnesses.
They killed, it was like 6 people?
Cigarettes have killed a lot more.
I know, but that's my thing. This is my thing. Why vape pens? Guns have killed thousands just this year. Cigarettes have killed millions. Alcohol has killed millions. Why all of a sudden are the government being like, ban it?
Because more kids are doing vape
pens. Wait, I got a fart.
Oh, right.
We don't have a sponsor.
More kids are doing vape.
than more kids cigarettes? Are drinking alcohol, smoking cigarettes. Yeah, it's just, it's gone from cigarettes to vape pens.
Yep, it has.
So I'm just like, I'm glad the ban happened because I'm like, it's unhealthy and I'm all about health, whatever. The flavored one.
But at the same time,
why that? Yeah. Why was that the thing the government, because you know why?
Tobacco industry.
The reason why was the government was like, we need to act like we care.
Oh.
And it was one of those things. And I recently, like, I've, people now are like, watch what they take part in. It's really small so that they can be like, look, we did something when bigger things are still happening. We still have kids in cages. We still have the Amazon rainforest on fire. Even though that's not our thing, we could still help. You know, we've got hurricanes destroying cities and not doing anything. You know, we have guns killing people. We have all these things, alcohol, cigarettes. But, oh, we did vape pens, guys.
Yeah.
We banned those. Glad the ban happened again because it was affecting kids. But there are so many other things affecting kids.
Yes.
Like kids are starving. We're not feeding them. Kids, you know, kids are in cages. We're not getting them out. So.
They can all come live with me.
That's a lot of kids, Mom.
It's okay.
I don't think you'll be able to feed them all. And then, but I guess they won't be in a cage.
I have chickens. I got eggs.
There. Okay.
One egg a day.
One egg a day. Anyway, so I'm glad the ban happened just because, you know. But again, at the same time, it's like, aren't we supposed to let government, like, why is the government getting involved in this when they're letting us eat fast food and smoke cigarettes and drink tobacco, drink alcohol? But why the cigarettes? Why the e-flavored cigarettes?
Well, they tried banning alcohol before. It didn't work.
No, it didn't. So why is this ban working?
I don't know.
My thing stopped recording. Give me a second.
She's walking. She's turning. Okay. It's on.
I just think it was like a really weird move. I was like on board, but at the same time, you're not fooling me. I still see that you're not doing anything else. I see it. All right, we're going to move on to the game section of the day, which is going to be 20 questions. People wanted Madcap.
No! People, you are destroying
everyone
me.
Everyone on Twitch, I asked them and they said the word mess up game, which I assumed was Madcap.
Yeah.
Or 20 questions. But I feel like we just did Madcap. Like, we just keep doing it.
Because it's good.
It is good. All right, you can think
Rachel.
Of the thing. Please don't be
okay,
sponges.
We have to have a category.
All right, choose category. I'm not stopping you.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Now I gotta yeah, that then is more difficult. I feel like it's difficult just to come up with a category.
Okay.
Are you ready?
The category is fish.
Why was I thinking fish too?
Oh, we're related.
Is it because I said no sponges and then we both went to the sea?
Oh, maybe.
Because I was going to say something in the ocean. But the category is fish.
Then wait, I'm changing my category. Ocean. There we go.
Is it the same thing?
Yes. But it just makes it seem like a broader range.
Okay. Fish.
Yes, it's a type of fish. Oh, I'm just supposed to say yes or no?
Well, no, I was saying our category is fish.
Yes. I should have said ocean.
You should have. Is this?
Oh, I could change it.
No, we're done.
Oh, man, I thought of a good one. Okay, go.
Oh, sorry. My spring just went crazy. Have I eaten this fish?
No.
Okay. Have you eaten
no.
this fish? Okay. Is it a fish that lives... Have you owned this fish? Oh.
No. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
So this fish can go in a fish tank?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Is this like a normal fish that's like, you know, it's not like octopus. I don't know if an octopus is a fish.
Octopus or normal?
Is it a normal fish? Is it like a... I'm trying to get what your definition of fish is.
Fish is something that has fins and swims in the ocean.
Oh, so not an octopus.
Well, that's not a fish.
That's what I'm asking. Okay. I was seeing if you're like, fish. Oh, I was thinking squid.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Has there been a movie cartoon that this fish has been drawn in?
Not that I know of.
I'm just seeing if it was Finding Nemo.
This fish was in Finding Nemo. There was a lot of fish in Finding Nemo.
I know. So did not narrow it down at all.
No.
Is this fish colorful?
No.
Well, then I don't know what fish it is.
Yes, you do.
I know what fish this is.
Yes, you do.
Okay, so it's not colorful. So no. It's not like, okay, it's not like flounder.
No.
It's not a clownfish.
No.
These aren't questions. These are me going through. Not salmon, trout, bass, tuna. It's not, you've owned it.
Mm-hmm.
Is this fish usually in a lake?
No.
Is this fish usually in the ocean?
Yes. You're like at 19 questions.
I'm at 9.
19.
Oh, God. Mom, I think you are overconfident in my knowledge of fish names.
You know this fish.
I know. Okay. It's not colorful, so it's not a betta.
No.
And it's not dory or Nemo or flounder. It's not salmon, trout, bass. Or tuna. It's in the ocean. I've never eaten it. Which means it's like tiny. Not a big fish. It's a tiny fish.
Have you eaten a whale? What do you mean you haven't? It's little. It might be. But don't say it's not little or not big.
Is it bigger than my hand?
Sometimes. Whoa, there's a clue.
No!
That's a good clue.
That's that sometimes it's bigger than my hand.
Do you want a hint?
Yeah. Blowfish.
Yeah. Pufferfish.
Pufferfish.
Trent used to have little pufferfish. Remember in his room?
Oh, yeah. See, I forgot that those are fish.
And then he had the dried ones hanging from the roof.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was gross.
Yeah.
Why?
Pufferfish.
I forgot that's a fish.
What, do you think it was a turtle?
No, just like a different thing, like a squid or an octopus.
Okay.
But I forget when they're not puffed, they're just a fish.
They're just a fish.
They're just a fish. All right, do you want me to guess or do you want to move on to questions?
Oh, that's up to you. Don't make it too hard for me, though.
Okay.
Category.
Category will be... tools.
Ooh! Does my house own one?
Not to my knowledge.
Oh, you just wiped out all the tools I know. Do I know this tool?
You should. I've talked about it. I've said the word around you.
Well, then you don't know all the tools we have because we have the same tools as you except for power. Oh, is it a power tool?
Yes.
A chainsaw.
No.
Well, we have a table saw.
Correct.
Miter board, router, saw thing. Is that it?
Not a miter saw.
Okay. The kind that makes puzzle pieces. Is that the router saw?
Router does do that.
Oh.
But.
You know the puzzle piece kind that you can make shapes with?
Yeah,
a
router.
Does this. Oh. Okay. The one that does the angles. The saw that does... Oh, that's a table saw. Okay. Okay. Oh, no. We have a power screwdriver. An electric... You know that? Staple gun! An electric staple gun. Is it it's a power tool. So you have to plug it in.
But I'm saying that's not it.
It's a power tool.
It's, yes.
And you bought one to do your house.
Yes.
Have I seen it?
Maybe about.
Did I ask questions about it?
Probably not. I don't know.
Well, what other power tool is there? Oh, you don't have one of those. The thing called jackhammer. You don't have one of those.
No, I don't have a jackhammer. Okay. I mean, you have put them into smaller categories.
Do you use it use it in the house? Outside? Inside?
I've used it in both.
No, the projects for inside or outside.
I've used mine for indoor projects.
Indoor projects. Okay. You've done a lot of things.
Yeah, that didn't narrow it down, Mom.
That didn't help at all. A power nailer.
You said stapler. No.
Okay. I don't know what it is. Give me a closer category.
It's in the saw range.
The miter saw, the table saw. an electric saw. I said electric saw. It's electric, right?
It's a power tool.
And a saw, I don't know the saw names.
Okay, when you said puzzle, I'm going to give it to you then because it's called a jigsaw.
A jigsaw puzzle! No, I mean a jigsaw!
And I couldn't tell if you were saying, if you were trying to describe a router or a jigsaw. A jigsaw.
It's got a skinny little thing.
Yes, thin. And yeah, but a router also does this.
Well, when we're done, you're going to have to show me both.
All right, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, let's move on to some questions.
Sweating.
Lily wants to know what your favorite place to visit is.
My kids' houses.
Oh, well, I was going to say, like, Hawaii.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess it depends on if the people I like are there. Depends on the people.
I like being where my people are.
Yeah, I like my humans.
Yeah.
So that's where I want to visit, my humans. Sophie wants to know, what are some things that schools don't teach that they should?
Oh, so many things.
I think they should bring home economics back.
Yes.
For both 100%.
Genders. 100%.
And put no gender stereotypes on any of it.
Exactly. Everyone needs to know how to cook for themselves, take care of themselves.
I think everyone needs to learn the basics of cars.
Bills.
Taxes. Tires, bills. Credit cards.
Oil, changing the oil.
Why are we learning the quadratic formula? Why are we not learning how to change a tire, change the oil, put gas in a car, balance, not your checkbook, but just your finances in general. Yeah. How to pay taxes. I still don't know how to pay taxes. How to vote.
And if you arise with problems with these things, how do you solve them?
Logical thinking. There should be a class about how to do logical thinking.
I think you should learn how to grow your own food just in case you have
farming.
To grow your own food.
Yeah.
How to take care of an animal. How to take care of a child.
I don't know if there are tech classes.
How to take care of your older parents.
Yeah, we need to learn how to take care of our parents.
Please.
I'm still trying to figure
it out.
It's
coming up.
I just started a podcast so you can make some money, Mom. I don't know what else to do here. I don't know how to change an adult diaper. Anyway.
Do you know how to change a baby diaper?
I've gotten away with, like, only changing one.
Then you can change an adult diaper.
I know. I don't. There's just, I'll hire someone.
You'll never have
I'll hire someone if it gets to that. I'll build a contraption of some sort. We do need, and although people don't care about building, you should know the basics. Like, if you're going to use the electric, if you're going to do something with electricity, why could I not?
Nutritionalist. They should teach us English. No.
Better. They should, and better. Anyway, how to turn the electricity off, or to test if the electricity's off. And plumbing, how to turn the water off.
How
and
to turn test gas
that.
Off.
And, like, just simple things so that if you live in a house or an apartment, you know how to function.
Yes.
That's just, like, life skills.
How to cook, and it just...
basics. The basics. Just how to boil
some
survive.
Water. So you can survive, yes.
Because they're, like, I feel like school's obsessed with teaching us stuff that we don't need to know. Like, I feel like we learn so much math that we don't need to know. Mm-hmm. And there's a
and
lot of science.
And if that's your thing, then go for it. Keep
yeah, that's
learning
what I'm saying. That's fantastic. But science, like, they get so in-depth with science.
And it should be, if that floats your boat, then you can learn
right.
more about
why
it.
Why am I having to memorize the periodic table?
And
that,
yeah.
The constellations, but the periodic table of elements. Like, why am I having to memorize this? What
I don't
does this
any
do?
Of it.
No.
Never have I used
hydrogen.
It
that's it.
I do know what H2O is, though.
H2O. There's two H's and one O. Did you know that? When you
for when, water?
Yeah. When people say H2O,
see?
They think there's two O's, but it's H little two
and
O.
Yeah.
And so it's two H's and one O.
Why is it two H's?
It's because H2.
Oh, you're okay. But to the power.
Two hydrogen and one oxygen equals water. But when people say H2O.
How come there's not a little one next to the O?
Because it's
see,
just like in math, when there's an X, there's an invisible one. Next to the X.
Math's hard.
Anyway. Clearly, we think that all of the systems are wrong in the schools. I remember in history class, in seventh grade, I had a teacher. Great teacher.
Yes.
Loved her. She helped me a lot.
Phenomenal.
But her history classes were her just basically reciting what happened and writing it on the whiteboard, and we had to write it down. And it was the most
It wasn't
boring.
Her passion either then.
It wasn't her either, but I was like, at least get excited. Be like, Alexander, they're great. I'm like, well, act it out. Do something. I know it's exhausting, but like, do something different. And I know history is important to learn so we don't repeat the same mistakes in history, even though America is currently doing that.
It should be exciting. And
yeah, I just think the whole system is messed
up.
There's a lot. Life skills. We need to learn life skills. You're not going to survive.
It's not the teachers that don't want to help us.
No. It's the school systems. Like, the teachers are required to teach us stuff.
Yeah.
And then if you go to, like, a Montessori school, it's a little bit different. I have a teacher who's a Montessori teacher, and she's, I love hearing how she sets up her class, and that's really cool. But not everyone can go to a charter school or private school or Montessori school.
Right.
And so public school system definitely needs a revamp.
And those teachers' hands are tied.
Oh, yeah. It's not the teachers at all. Yeah. Oh, my God. Not at all. It's so hard. School boards and the government. That's what it is. Respect your teachers.
Yeah.
Even if, you know, they've lost their passion. Give them their passion back. Help give them their passion back. That's up to you guys. It's like when you go, if you're performing on stage, you feed off the energy of the audience. Mm-hmm. So you give a better performance if the audience is into it. Teachers do the same. Just saying. All right. Shaw Carson, it was on Twitch. The screen name is weird on Twitch. Biggest difference between owning one dog and two.
Ooh.
More food.
Twice as much poop.
You have to worry when you leave a door open. You have to worry about both dogs getting out instead of just one. When it's like time for something to happen, you got to worry about two dogs instead of one. When you got like a new person coming in, you got, you know, controlling one dog, the other dog going crazy. So.
And then they get a pack mentality.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. When they go to the doggy hotel, my guy's like, I have to make sure there's two kennels next to each other. They don't sleep in the same kennel. Each dog has their own. And he goes, I have to make sure there's two open next to each other, or else they both get, like, you can tell they're very anxious. And then when I put them next to each other, they both calm down.
They're familiar.
Yeah, they're like, I know you. You're cool. All right, mom abandoned you too. Great, we're in this together.
Just for a few days,
yeah. But, yeah, it's, and then, you know, it's a lot of food, a lot of poop, a lot of extra walking. A lot of fur. Just a lot of fur, a lot of cleaning.
Lot.
And it's like, you know, like, your dog will do one bad thing, you have it double. Like, one dog gets in the trash. Oh, they're both in the trash. Like,
But double the love.
Oh, double the love. Yeah. Anyway, so it's a lot of extra work, but it is.
It's the same with chickens, guys. One chicken poops, you know, you can handle that. But when you have eight chickens pooping,
that's a lot of
poop. It's a little bit more.
Becca wants to know what your favorite food is, Mom. She said, what's Gwen's favorite food?
Ice cream, corn on the cob. Not together.
Obviously. Really? Mm-hmm. Ice cream.
I love ice cream.
Okay. Corn on the cob. Your Kansas roots are showing, Mom.
Corn on the cob.
Good. No wonder we always talk about corn on the podcast.
I love corn.
I did not know that corn was one of your favorite foods.
One of my favorites.
That shocks me. Ice cream doesn't shock me.
Yeah.
Everyone in our family has a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
Corn. All right. With butter?
Oh, butter and salt. Hello.
Wait. So, do you not like it when it's cut off the cob?
I love corn on the cob.
You want to bite it straight from the cob.
I love it.
You don't want to cook it and then slice it off.
I'll eat it that way too, but...
No. I don't want to know how you'll eat it. I want to know what your favorite is.
Corn on the cob.
On the cob, still.
Buttered.
You want to have to get some floss afterward and get that out of your teeth.
Absolutely.
Man, I did not know this. You learn something new every day.
But not at a party, because then you have to walk around and you're like...
Yeah, when I'm at Colleen's, I'm like, if you're serving corn on the cob, you better have some floss out.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
All right, last question. M-Star wants to know, Gwen, are you going to write a book?
No.
And on that, we'll end this episode.
Oh, no. What is on the table?
Oh my God, my mom's really excited about this. People always want to know what's on my mom's tray.
And last week.
You talk. I'm going to drink some water.
Oh, okay. Somebody asked last week, what's on the table? Everyone wants to know what's on the table. So I said last week, I'm going to put something odd on the table every week. Mm-hmm. So we did.
She has a mini Tabasco jar. Mini.
Wait, is that how you do it?
She was showing the camera for those of you listening. So, Mom, what did you want to do with this?
Show the microphone. We should do a giveaway.
Mom wants to do a giveaway.
There's something odd on my tray every week that we're going to give away.
Mm-hmm. And so.
It's giving you more work to do.
I know. I did not agree to this, by the way. She just came over and said, this is what's happening. So, okay.
So what do they have to do to get it?
I will say that, or else you come up with like this long list. You have to be a following Podcast ATI, the Twitter account.
Okay.
You have to subscribe to All Things Internet, a YouTube channel.
Okay.
And you have to... social media out this episode in some form or another and tag us. Tag one of us. If it's on Instagram, we don't have an Instagram. So just tag Miss Harballer, Gwen Trent.
To her.
To me. Yeah. Miss Harballer. All right.
And so then this little unopened jar of teeny tiny Tabasco sauce.
Could be yours.
Could be yours.
All right. And we'll announce the winner next week. This, you're so excited.
And it's been sitting in my house for 2 years. So
don't eat it. Just enjoy it. All right. I have nothing else to add. Mom, do you have anything?
I've got nothing.
All right. Well, then, we love you and take us out.
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.